Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 39 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's going to be a beautiful day in the Lord. We're grateful to the Lord that He has allowed us to live now 52 years for His glory and His honor. We celebrate that day on this special day of serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's nothing like it. As I got out of the bed early this morning and put my left arm in the air and my left arm and my left hand and my right arm and my right hand in the air, both hands raised high in the air, I said, like I say so many times for the last several years, afresh and anew, I give myself to you. And I give God the glory for how He has continued to help us and strengthen us and encourage us during these days. We're grateful to the Lord for His blessings upon our life and upon the ministry here, and we're thrilled to be able to think about what God's going to do tonight in the worship service. We have two visiting preachers with us tonight, all the way from Georgia. They'll be preaching the Word of God, and their kids will be singing, and I'll be shouting and having a wonderful time, and I hope the church will be shouting too. And we're just going to have us a wonderful time in the Lord. Thank you again for your prayers and your love and compassion as we labor for Christ here on this great mission field of Maine. If you have your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. And I want to preach today for a few minutes on don't lose your mind. There are many people today that are still losing their mind. And many of them are believers. They absolutely are overcome with all of the craziness that is going on in our society. And every day when you look at the news or hear the news, you think you couldn't imagine that something so crazy could be happening in our society. You couldn't imagine if your kids are in a public school system, I would do some research. I would do some research what they're teaching your kids, because all across this region up here, they are teaching kids things that I cannot even repeat, and I would not repeat on the radio for public viewers. But yet they're teaching things that are so perverse to our children in the public school system, and then they're called on the carpet and they try to backpedal and different things that they do. And I'm telling you, if you listen to the news and you watch the news, you just about lose your mind. You can't imagine the things that are going on in the name of our country and even in the name of the Lord. Some of the churches that have compromised and hung out a purple flag and a rainbow flag in front of their churches and all of the different crazy things that are happening. Preachers even that have compromised and have quit believing the Bible. If you don't watch it, my dear friend, you will lose your mind. And the Bible says in verse number 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The Lord is telling us in this passage of Scripture, don't lose your mind. Don't be soon shaken in mind. Christ coming is near. It is imminent. And that's something that we can absolutely shout the victory about today. That's something we can just put our hands high up in the air and say, oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Christ is coming again. He's going to put everything in place. Thank God. When the trumpet sounds, we're out of here and we're headed to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, there'll be the Bema Seat judgment, but thank God my sin will not be brought in question at the Bema Seat judgment. My works will be, my faithfulness will be, but my salvation is secure in Jesus Christ today. And then we're headed to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then when we come back with them that second time, thank God we'll be riding on horses. Woohoo! What a day that's going to be. Don't be soon shaken in mind today, dearly beloved. Have your wits. Let God keep your mind out of the gutter and looking toward Him so that we might be our best for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.